It started during the Vietnam War as a protest. It's evolved into a rite of spring.
Hassan Moore is a University of Wisconsin-Madison alumnus from the 80s who still lives in the area. Today, he sits on his porch and listens to current students enjoying their end-of-school-year celebrations on nearby Mifflin Street, as he once did. But after high numbers of injuries and arrests at the event in recent years, it was not supposed to go ahead this time around. The city announced the block party was cancelled, the street wouldn't be closed off to traffic, and the police would be out in force. Chris Travers is a long-standing Madison resident. He says the events of recent years were unacceptable.
It got out of control. Some people down there wanted to keep it for themselves. They didn't want the police there. They didn't want the fire department there. They didn't want any adults there. And they literally threw glass bottles at any utility that went through there. And they harassed anyone that was older.
But complaints and supposed cancellations didn't deter committed students from drinking and partying like their predecessors. Russell Robers was one of them.
People are scared, but this is a tradition at the university, and you have to go through with it. I mean, there's been some bad things, but for the event, it's been mostly good.
20-year-old Lacey O'Brien drove down from La Crosse to drink with friends, despite fears of the heavy police presence.
I was worried about getting an underage or getting arrested, but I don't know, I guess we'll see what happens.
Many students, like Max Flayton, were frustrated with city officials' indecisive handling of the event. From among a cheery crowd on his balcony, he says the mayor's tactics made little sense.
Paul Soglin tries to pass it off as saving money when he employs the same number of cops as he did last year to cancel an event that he said wasn't happening, so clearly there is an event going on.
But by mid-afternoon, the early apprehension and confusion gave way to an upbeat atmosphere on two blocks of Mifflin Street drenched in sun and spilled beer. Neon police vests and bright Mifflin-themed tank tops were in colourful competition on the sidewalks, as students and law enforcers harmoniously interacted. Lieutenant Tim Perigoy says the large police presence was necessary to stop events from escalating like they have done before, despite a lower attendance this year.
In previous years, we had overconsumption. We had people that hurt themselves because of falling. We've had stabbings. We've had sexual assaults, a lot of batteries. We're trying to make this event stop, and if we can't stop, at least control it. So far, it's pretty good.
As the sun dipped, the alcohol kept flowing. Almost inevitably, by day's end, some police officers were called into action. Morgan Volbrecht watched the day unfold from outside his brother's house. He says arrests were made and citations handed out, but that no major incidents had occurred.
A person across the street who, trying to get away from the police, trying to get out of trouble, actually climbed onto the roof. That kid, he was taken away in cuffs, but we probably saw more than a half a dozen people get in trouble. I'd say I'd seen about like at least 10.
But these few predictable instances barely marred what was a mellow Mifflin Street block party. It remains to be seen how this year's relatively successful proceedings affects future attitudes towards the event. On a porch a few blocks away, the vague words of one ponytailed former student seem to encapsulate the ambiguous feelings of the whole city.
If humans are worthwhile, then rites of spring are worthwhile.
With Media Milwaukee, this is Laurie Bell.